Llame aquí Golin Street Market, nada cuarti o cel. Llame aquí Golin Street Market, nada cuarti o cel. Hola, nada by nada light, hasta Saturday night. Hola, nada by nada light, hasta Saturday night.
And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, the nonprofit Cannonballs, Chris Cook and Gene Moreno talk about their exciting new programs which will support South Florida artists. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. This year marks the 52nd anniversary of Jamaica's independence from British rule. The Union Jack was lowered on August 6, 1962, and Jamaica became an independent nation, raising its own black, green, and gold flag. Although a modest nation only in size, Jamaica has a strong global presence. Many of their musical genres, reggae, ska, mento, rocksteady, and dub, have had a great influence on music worldwide. Jamaica's musical legends like Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, Monty Alexander, Marsha Griffiths, and Dennis Brown, among many others, joined Jamaica's great national heroes such as Marcus Garvey. Since independence, Jamaica has continually produced world-class athletes in many sports fields, track and field, boxing and cricket. With us today to share their excitement about Jamaica's 52nd independence anniversary and events here in South Florida is Mr. Sidney Roberts, the executive director of the not-for-profit Jamaica Awareness Incorporated, and we expect another guest as well. But let's start out with you, Sidney, thank you so much, and welcome back to South Florida
Thank
Arts
you, Ed. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Give me an idea about the organization that you represent, which is essentially a cultural organization, Jamaica Awareness, formed in 84?
Yes, in 1984. And it was done at a time when the profile of the Jamaican community was that of primarily drugs and guns. It was a time of the shower posse, and we wanted to reflect and show a different side of Jamaica. So we started this organization with the help, I must say, of the city of Miami.
Ah.
And we did the first Miami Reggae Festival in 1985 to celebrate Jamaica's independence. And we continue to do a total of 20 Miami Reggae Festival. Fortunately,
wow,
somebody has wrested the name and has actually revived the Miami Reggae Festival about 2 years ago. Now, from a cultural standpoint, in 1992, we decided to extend the reach of the organization, not just to reggae music, mm-hmm, but to the other parts of our culture. So we started to do plays.
Mm.
We started to dance recitals. We did theater, big theater. And we also did what we call, a thing called Culturama.
Mm-hmm.
Culturama is where we look at the potpourri of the traditional folk forms like mento, dinky, mini, kumina, poco, in terms of the regular dance forms, you know, because it covers the gambit from emancipation, which incidentally, today being August 1st, is Emancipation Day in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
That is when the slaves were freed and they come out and they celebrate. And those celebrations that I'm just talking about, the traditional folk forms, are usually celebrated from this. It's one of the things I really miss, eh? In Jamaica this morning at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm,
the celebration starts.
Oh.
And it goes throughout the entire day. It's all over the country in different parishes and in different towns. And then it ends tonight with a big Dinky Mini concert at the Rana Williams Cultural Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
I know I digressed a little bit, but it was important because today, sure, being the first of August. So what we are now at Jamaica Awareness, we are now doing, again, we have spread our wings now. We are a part of the Jamaican Jerk Festival, which is now looking at the Jamaican, traditional Jamaican food, which is jerk, that we have now teamed that with reggae and bring, again, a cultural side to it. a kids zone side to it. And what we do with the kids zone is that we teach the kids the traditional games that they would not normally get here in the schools, or they would not, you know, to move them away from the video game somewhat, and to again start exposing them to our culture. Now, Jamaica Awareness is an organization that we are now moving to in what I consider our fourth phase. And that phase now is to focus more directly on the children, meaning that as we grow older, we have to now prepare, especially the kids who are born here and living here, so that they can understand our culture, so they can carry on the work. You know, we know they are born here, so they're all Americans, but they are Jamaican Americans.
Of course.
And we want to maintain that. So the quest now for Jamaica Awareness now is to really get into the schools and to start programming for the schools. So that is what we are going to be doing next.
So that seems like a pretty big job, because we have, as you know, so many different peoples here throughout South Florida. But how wonderful of you and Jamaica Awareness to continue the cultural education, because the kids aren't going to know.
Precisely. And to me, culture is who you are. Mm-hmm. Culture is why I can walk down the street and just watching how somebody's walk, not even without them speaking now, just by how they walk, I can tell you that they are Jamaican. And the idea is that when you have a country, and I just want to stay too much on Jamaica, because when you talk about South Florida, you're talking about the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
We have a whole potpourri of different Caribbean islands here, and quite a few of them celebrate their independence around this time, like the Bahamas, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, which is like in another 2 weeks and stuff. And their contribution to the fabric of the South Florida community has been phenomenal. Example, I am also associated with the Miami Carnival, which incidentally celebrates 30 years this year on October 12th. And we have found a new home, the fairgrounds, right beside FIU.
Ah.
We just moved out of the stadium because the stadium was a little jumpy, because whenever there's a game, we can't be there. So we're hoping that the fairgrounds will be our new home. Then you have the Barbados, actually, who today they start what is known as crop over. Yes, crop over meaning the crop is done and it's time to celebrate. So they start their celebration in Barbados. So if you look at the Caribbean community and what it has contributed, you know that we have come and we have played our part, not just from a cultural perspective, but in terms of nursing. I mean, there's a whole lot of Jamaican nurses teaching, a whole lot of Jamaican teachers, and there's a whole lot of Jamaican businesses, small businesses and big businesses that we have set up. The bulk of the Jamaicans got here probably, believe it or not, from the 30s. And then the wave came in the 60s. And then in 72, when we get a little political, and Michael said there was 5 flights a day to Miami.
Wow.
Then there was a wave of businesses that actually left Jamaica and came here, and they settled in the Southwest. And all of those people now are really very well-established businesses, and all their kids are graduates and in wonderful jobs.
Southwest of Florida or the U.S.?
Southwest, just right down here. Kendall.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Yeah, no, that's
very
right good. Here. This is where most of them came, and they
keep it in South Florida.
Yes, keeping it in South Florida.
we love it.
So when we celebrate our independence, now it's really special here, and we keep in mind that there are still quite a few people who cannot go home. Let's be real. And because they cannot go home, what we try and do is to bring the celebration to them. So over this week, you'll find that there's like a whole lot of stuff that's going to be happening in the next 5-6 days.
We're going to be talking about that in our second segment. Mr. Sidney Roberts, Executive Director of Jamaica Awareness, our guest today, and more info at jamaware.org. That's still your website.
Yes, still my website.
And check me on this, 305-405-2712.
Still my phone number.
I love that.
We're stable. We're stable.
Tell me about, you mentioned earlier, tell me a little bit more about Jamaican theater. You were trying to present that. And I know we have Jamaican TV down here. I've seen some really marvelous comedies.
Yes. Well, okay, Jamaican theater takes 3 forms. It's traditional theater, what we now consider roots theater. Roots theater, we have, well, like in every society, you have different stratas. And the roots theater come from the lower class. And that is more earthy. more earthy. The traditional theaters now is like English, very English. We do a thing that we call pantomime every year for the last almost 60 years. The pantomime is straight slap bap out of England. Out of that now came the regular theater where the plays, even though a lot of the plays that we actually brought were plays that were standard English or American plays, and we Jamaicanized them. And by Jamaicanizing them, we are now able to bring them closer to our people and pull our people in. And these are usually the plays that a lot of uptown, quote-unquote, uptown people with more support. So when we started doing theater here in 1986, it was really, really awesome because we were able to really now serve another segment of our community with the theater products that we bring. We also brought in the National Dance Theater Company.
Yeah.
Again, the National Dance Theater Company was a first-class company. As a matter of fact, it's rating very, very close to the Harlem. I don't remember the name of the Harlem group, but we are very, very close to them. Because
Dance Theater Dance, of Harlem.
Dance Theater of Harlem, DHT. That is what we do. And again, we focus on traditional dances and modern dance, jazz, you name it. The company is considered like the 12 greatest dance company in the world.
Wow.
So, and they now, we bring them in like every other year. Because of the cost, you're talking about 45 members.
Yeah.
And then what we also do is that we take them to New York. And they are the resident company, the resident Caribbean company at Brooklyn College. A little known fact. That's how strong they are.
Marvelous. So much to be proud of.
Yeah.
The wonderful Jamaican community and the wonderful Caribbean community at large.
Yes.
Celebrating a lot of great events. But we're talking about the 52nd. Anniversary of Jamaica's independence today on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guest, Mr. Sidney Roberts, Executive Director of Jamaica Awareness Incorporated. More info at jamaware.org. And we're going to be hearing about some great events all throughout South Florida to celebrate Jamaica's 52nd
year of independence.
Anniversary of their independence in just a second on South Florida Arts Beat. Stay with us. And we're back on South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you here on WLRN and WKWM. Our guest, Mr. Sidney Roberts, Executive Director of Jamaica Awareness Incorporated, a Florida registered not-for-profit. More info at jamaware.org, or you can call 305-405-2712. We're going to be celebrating the 52nd anniversary of Jamaica's independence, and so much going on, sir. Where do we start?
Yes, a good question. Well, the one of the things that we do, which a lot of people might not realize, because you wouldn't see a Jamaican and say they are, but we are a very Christian people.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, square mile in terms of churches, close to like 3,000 churches in Jamaica. Which is a whole lot for a country that's 122 by 71. Mm-hmm. So it is always a great thing. So for the 9th Diaspora Day of Prayer and Fasting takes place in South Florida at the Living World Open Bible Church, 8900 Sterling Road, Cooper City. And that's today. Also today, Emancipation Day, there's an art exhibition by Richard Blackford under the distinguished patronage of the Consul General himself. It's at the Miramar Cultural Center, which is 2400 Civic Center Place in Miramar.
A wonderful, fairly young performing arts center that is just bringing some great, great, great exhibits to Miramar and West Broward. Magnificent.
And the interesting thing about Miramar mm-hmm. is there is a very strong Caribbean population in Miramar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that kind of gives credence to what we try and do in that area.
Mm-hmm.
The Marcus Garvey Centennial Exhibit opening reception, again, is this evening. It's at the Research Library and Cultural Center in Fort Lauderdale. The address for that is 2640 Northwest 6th Street in Fort Lauderdale. And this is done by Jabulani Tafari. And the number for the information is 954-822-9849.
Now, the consulate has several events going on, actually many events going on, and many of them are official events.
Official
are they
event. Official event. And the one that's more official than every other one is, believe it or not, is the 52nd anniversary Independence Church service, which takes place on Sunday, August 10th at 4 p.m. at the Church of the Ascension, Southwest 168th Street, Miami 33157. More information, 954-733-1663. Then, moving to the ball, the Jamaica Independence Ball, which is a black tie affair in Orlando, Florida, takes place Saturday, August 16th at the Rosen Plaza Hotel, 9700 International Drive, Orlando, Florida. For more information, you can go to 407-697-6269.
Yeah. That's the Jamaican American Association.
It's Jamaican American
Association.
Central
Florida.
Central Florida.
Do you endeavor with them on various
productions? Yes. For the 50th, we took Culturama to Orlando and to Tampa just to get a good mix in the South Florida area.
When is Culturama coming back?
Culturama is coming back next year.
Next year.
Hopefully I'll have enough funding to bring them in. The reason's very simple. We move 45 to 50 kids.
Wow.
And each airline ticket is almost $400+.
Sure, sure.
So after a while, it becomes a little stressful.
But you're bringing in ballet groups, you're bringing in vocal groups and instrumental groups.
Everything. I mean, when
students.
You come to Culturama, you get a potpourri. Yeah. Well, actually, the age group is usually between, say, 9 and 17.
Hey, I got a great idea for you. Knock on the Knight Foundation's door, will you?
Well,
knock
actually, we
door.
Did. We
and
did.
Also,
we did.
One word, Kickstarter.
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 Okay, cool. Thank
they
you.
They are funding so many great arts endeavors. Mr. Sidney Roberts, our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat. Sidney, let's go back to the official event, Jamaica's 52nd Independence Anniversary Gala and Diaspora Honors Ceremony.
Yes.
Saturday, August the 2nd.
Saturday, August the 2nd at the...
Is that the Signature Grand?
Signature Grand.
6900 West State Road, 84, and that's in Davie.
And this is the big one. This is where the consulate now hands out to the people of our community who they think are deserving of mm-hmm. being honored by the Jamaican government.
New consulate,
New
general.
Consulate.
Tell us briefly about Mr.
Franz
Hall.
Franz Hall is, in my opinion, one of the best persons that we could get in South Florida as the consul general at this time. Mm-hmm. He is deeply rooted in his community. He's very culturally aware, probably the most culturally aware CG we have ever had.
Wow.
His father was an actor, and he has traveled the world. He has been at the UN. He has been in Europe, all working as within the diplomatic circles.
So necessary.
Very, very necessary. So when he got here, the first thing he did was to have a event so that everybody could get a chance to meet him. And that was awesome. And he's now branching out. As a matter of fact, the reason he's not here today is a former CG died, the guy in Atlanta, and he's gone to the funeral. So he's actually attending an
official
funeral.
He would have been our guest today. Hopefully next year.
Hopefully next year he will be here.
The great event list continues. Saturday, August 2nd, there'll be a 7th annual South Florida Jamaican Independence Street Dance.
Okay. Now, that
sounds like a lot of fun.
No, that's a biggie.
Street
dance. Just to give you a little bit of history about the street dance is something that took place in Jamaica from 1962 till present. it basically follows the official celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done all over the country in different parishes and different capitals, meaning like in Mandeville, Kingston, Montego Bay. Basically, it is for the community. The government, what the government did is send out sound systems to all these areas so that everybody within their community could celebrate Jamaica's independence.
Ah.
It's an awesome tradition, and it has continued here.
It takes place
at the Independence Warehouse, which is 3500 Northwest 15th Street. And it's awesome. It's Gary Harris production, Trilogy mm-hmm. production, 305-794-8782.
And that's up in Lauderhill at Entertainment Warehouse.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I was a barely conscious 11-year-old about 1964, and reggae entered my little brain. My world.
It was never the same.
Through Millie Small, My Boy Lollipop.
Yeah,
that to me was the first reggae I ever heard, and I think it's credited. It later went on to sell over 7 million records worldwide.
Yes.
And it entered the pop charts in the U.S. I think it was like number 2 or something like that. And that's where it started for me with reggae. And then along came the greats, Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff and on, Dennis Brown and Marsha Griffiths and on. A great musical tradition that has just so enlivened the world's
music.
Off the chain. Also Saturday, tomorrow, is it the Fortis 83 annual fundraising gala?
Yes, this is at the Renaissance Hotel. Starts at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Contact is Lindell Douglas. And the number is 954-306-8668 or 954-895-4546.
Now, Sunday, the big ecumenical church service in Sunrise, mm-hmm. another official event from the Consulate General. That will be at 4 o'clock at the Faith Center.
Yes. And if I remember, I told you earlier, we are a very Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity we get, we pray. So it's really, really interesting that this has always been a part of our tradition, and we have continued it. Then there is the annual flag raising ceremony, which will take place Wednesday, August 6th at the Lauderhill Sports Complex and Oakland Park Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
For information, you can get in touch with the man himself, Duke of Earl, which is one of our local, Duke of Earl. It is one of our local DJs.
Yeah.
And his number is 954-336-6223.
I think we've just about gone through all of the events that we have here, Sydney. 52nd Annual Independence Church Service is Sunday, August the 10th. And then our friends down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, Eric Fliss at that wonderful location, will be presenting the Soca Reggae Unity. It's a celebration for Jamaica, Trinidad, and Tobago independence time. Soca meets reggae dance party on the plaza. That's Friday, August 15th. That sounds like a lot of fun, from 7 to midnight. And it's presented by Diaspora Vibe Cultural Arts Incubator Incorporated. And the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is at 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay. That's a gorgeous facility.
Gorgeous.
You done any productions down there?
Yes, I've done 2 productions there.
You can find out more info at smdcac.org, as in South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Well, happy Independence
Thank you
to
very
you,
much.
Sir.
Thank
and thank you,
sir.
You so much for joining us again.
Not a problem.
It's a wonderful tradition we have. Mr. Roberts, Sidney Roberts, on every year about this time. The Executive Director of Jamaica Awareness Incorporated. Once again, you can call them at 305-405-2712 and jamaware.org. Sidney, in our last 45 seconds, tell us about any other events that you'll be involved with that you want to mention.
Well, as I said before, Miami Carnival, October 12th mm-hmm. at the fairgrounds, and the Jamaican Jerk Festival, November 9th at Markham Park. And I have to reach out and give a shout out to Debbie at the Cultural Affairs Council and Michael Springs.
We love them.
For their support of the arts over the years. And I'd just like to publicly say thank you.
Wonderful. Sidney, thank you so much for joining us once again, Mr. Sidney Roberts, here on South Florida Arts Beat. We'll be back in a moment.